adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Damaro, and with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Nika Howard.
Nika Strong.
And the Mike Bogman.
I don't actually know where I am right now. What is this for?
This is a podcast.
Yeah, we're a fifth edition actual play Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
We play D&D, so you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing it
on the internet
for an improbable 5.5 years.
How is that a thing?
I'd say an unfortunate 5.5 years.
It's really actually fucking nuts, and I can't believe it.
It's more weird when you think that we can never stop.
Oh, we can never stop.
No.
We'll be in the nursing home.
I personally don't want to stop, but still.
But we also be.
It will eventually stop. Something will make it stop.
No. Maybe when one of us dies, or if the spell ends, that's when it will stop.
We'll eventually hate each other and then stop doing it together, and then there'll be like weird side D&D. And
that sounds bad.
Fight about
I would just
it.
Quit.
It's like kind of like talk. Yeah, Jennifer will definitely quit. We all agree Jennifer will quit. Yeah.
I'll split off and start Drunkards and Dragons again.
Oh, you fucker. I'll fight you.
It'll be like Menudo, and just like when one of us dies, we'll just replace him forever. Okay. I'll just keep going.
Or it'll be like Boruto. Like, this is like a worse version of Dungeons and Dragons.
Please don't disrespect
Dungeons
Boruto
and Dragons.
In my home.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Anyway, how's everybody doing?
I'm good. It's Saturday.
I'm deep in a bottle of wine right now, so I'm good.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
I felt bad last episode, and then I drank wine, and now I feel better.
Damn.
So, wine is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drinking a cider that tastes like a beer, so that's weird.
That is very interesting.
What's the point of that?
I'm not sure.
That's a lie.
Should we give a shout-out to our Kickstarter friend, or was one episode?
Let's just give another quick shout-out to our buddy Ty, who is a geekly and a good dude. And he's got Kickstarter going, which is almost done. Go to Kickstarter and search for Dryad Dice Tower.
We don't technically know he's a good dude. We don't.
I mean,
we assume he is.
I've actually talked to him, and he's a good dude.
There you go.
Did you ask him go through the list? Like, do this?
Like, do you have like a? There's like a series of like ethical like questions you have to ask him just to be.
I just got a gut
like,
feeling.
If you're on a train and you're gonna run over 5 people, but if you go this way, you're over 1 person. Uh-huh. Like, which way would you go?
Did you make sure he runs over the 5?
You've got to. That is very important.
It's all about the high score with that question.
Guys, wow. As someone that's been in a car accident.
Not a train accident, though. But
have I?
Mm-mm. We were almost in a boat accident. Missed it by a month.
That's true. So close. You guys are sweating time. Once that month was over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Missed it by a month. Any damn way. Thank you so much for coming out here. We know you have many different podcasts to listen to, so we thank you for flying with us this evening.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to do some D&D for you.
Please keep your arms in the fucking Twitch chat.
Personally, I'm going to be doing D&D for myself and for my friends here.
Okay.
And it just so happens that you're allowed
to
listen.
I fight for my friends.
I do D&D so that one person will recognize the niche joke that I make and then tweet at me and be like, I got that joke.
Mm-hmm. That happens
Thank you.
All the fucking time.
It does.
And it blows my mind.
I'm going to get fucking tweets about that Subaru and the white whale joke. You pieces of shit.
You'll get those tweets in 4 years from now.
And I'll be like, I've already forgotten this, but thank you.
You used my regional grocery store. I loved it.
Are we going around the table? Is that what's going on?
What's that?
Are we going around the table? Is that what's going on? Nika, why do you play D&D?
Yeah, why do you play D&D?
I like to play D&D so other people can try to tell me how to better play my character.
That's a good reason.
That's a number one reason.
That's a good reason. That's a good reason.
No, but it's fun. I don't know.
This is why we don't put our character sheets online anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a secret for us.
Secret.
Not for you.
Am I the only one left?
No, I haven't gone, but you go ahead.
Oh, you go. Then you go.
No, I want to take yours. Go ahead.
I do it so that I can spend less time with my family.
I do it so I can spend less time with Michael's family.
All right. Well, let's, now that we've got that squared away, let's all roll a D20.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
13.
God, 4.
Ooh, this... I got 4, 2. I... Twinsies.
I got a 3.
I'm so sorry. I love my diehard dice. They're the best dice in the world. This one
sometimes
is,
they just roll too high.
They just roll too high. I am going to hot swap. Luckily, he sent me two of this particular nice. Dice. I'm going to hot swap it because that one is shit.
I'm going to hot box it.
I'm going to hot box it. Hot swap. No, that one rolled worse.
Did I win?
Yeah, you won.
With a 13?
Yep.
Last time on Drunks and Dragons, the podcast, we were hanging out with my good friend Scud, trying to figure out just what the heck is the deal with this treasure. We found a fun orb. Michael knows that we very much love orb. And
we too love orbs.
Toby tried to figure out orb, and he was unsure of orb. He got a divine magical vibe, maybe a map, maybe a key. It felt like a Skyrim item, if you will.
Mm.
Unfortunately, while we were counting our gold, while we were talking, learning a little bit more about Scud and his past, we felt a rumble in our tumble. And Lonnie, apparently, from what we've discerned out of game through the Twitch chat or whatever, she roadrunnered her way outside and saw the dragon, roadrunnered her way back, and warned us it was coming. But we didn't come up with a good enough plan in time, and the dragon destroyed the monastery.
Yeah.
Luckily, we were in the basement.
Mm-hmm. The only home I've ever known, by the way.
Can I just say it really tickled me when you guys were just riffing and chatting it up after she came back to tell you that there's a dragon coming your way? I was just like, yes.
We didn't take that seriously enough.
Yeah, that's a typical like DM move. It's like, all right, something bad's going to happen. And then, like, oh, you're just going to jack it.
Michael, does time pass when we're talking out of character?
You were talking in character, I think.
Are you talking about like the Scud stuff? That was all in character.
Yeah. And it's a good way to force your players to do something, you know? I love it.
It's a good way to punish them for being dumbasses.
Yes, it is.
Which we do need every now and then.
Ooh, punish me. So,
punish me, Daddy.
Dragon explode house, and we're down there, and Dragon is Pyre. He's mm-hmm. very strong. He wants orb, but it's our orb now, and we like it. So he almost kills all of us in one sweep of his breath. And then we come up with a great plan. We all agree on it. And Toby puts up a bubble. And then Lonnie, using her extremely fast feats, takes the orb, runs away.
She Sonic the Hedgehog's out of there.
Uh-huh.
I'm Sanic.
Yeah, she Sanics.
She Sanics her way out. The three of us turn invisible. And we run down a hole that was conveniently there in the monastery. And to safety. Well... I believe Pyre was chasing after Sonic the Lonnie dog.
And we're going to meet up with Lonnie.
At the statue with the middle finger that we passed. You all remember that from a couple episodes
ago. That famous statue.
The famous statue we definitely mentioned.
Michael, what's the name of that statue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have it for my notes, please.
It is the middle finger of the First Men.
Nice.
Okay.
If all future fan art of Lonnie could give her the Sonic legs, like the wheels... That would be
and she got it. You know she's holding the chili dog.
Egg salad
extra
sandwich
long
dog.
Chili cheese coney, please, from Sonic.
But with egg salad on top of it.
She only eats food from Sonic.
What would a hot dog taste like with egg salad instead of chili?
Probably good.
Probably good.
What if you put that around it and then you fried it like a corn dog?
Oh, fuck.
I need that.
Can I retcon that and say it's of the First People? I was going with Game of Thrones thing, but then I decided their world's terrible.
I agree with you.
It's
like
a bad
it.
World. Yeah. So James Pokerface, there you go. Sothra, second most famous landmark. The finger of the first folks. Finger of the first folk.
That was a great recap. Thanks. So yeah, so you guys are on the D4C.
Oh, we got back, along. Didn't we?
Flying along towards...
This plan worked?
Wait.
It's worked?
Wow!
It's worked.
I'm on the D4C too.
This is a moment to commemorate. This has never happened.
I break out the ferret wine for everyone.
Wait, no. Lonnie's not there, is she?
Lonnie's not there, but...
Oh, okay. Well, who's to say I'm not drinking ferret wine on my own?
That's how you're so fast.
You can see the finger of the first people.
Nice.
Of the first folk up ahead.
Do we see a little shadow of Lonnie?
There is.
Yeah, do you see a dragon?
No, you don't see a dragon.
Do we see a dragon? That's good.
So we get on. I assume we take, the Rune de Boot way so that we don't... get Pyre's ire and attention, whatever.
Nice.
And
I'm going to assume that Lonnie ran in one direction really far and he went that way and then she turned at some point and then...
She's zigzagging.
I think we
she's
would also...
serpentining like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Take that.
He would never catch her.
We would also probably... Toby would, as soon as he got out of the secret hatch outside of the monastery, he would probably be like, we should go back we got the gold, right?
Oh, I've got a lot of gold inside of my pockets.
Excuse me?
Frank has two gigantic bags of gold. He should not be able to drag those. But somehow.
He's got secret strength.
He's a furbolg. Okay, so let's make sure. Maybe some of the scrolls and books survived, right? We should go back.
We don't want to go back now. Maybe later.
I mean, what can we even do with that stuff? I mean, it's just...
What stuff?
The gold?
Oh no!
I mean, what's it?
Toby's getting a weird flashback of shiny rounds.
Are you a goldsmith?
What, Scud? What? Do you not know what money? Do you not know what money is?
What's that?
Oh my god!
Oh boy!
You never saw money in a book?
I mean, I just realized that we did have a conversation about buying and how much you thought the thing was worth. So apparently, I do have a concept of currency, but. I mean,
probably not to a full, you didn't really realize how much they were worth.
No, I have no idea how much things cost.
Scud would assume a dime is worth a lot less than a nickel.
Yes.
Well, it's because it's smaller.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, so, we helped save a lot of this gold from Pyre melting it with his mouth.
Well, I mean, you gotta melt it to turn it into anything useful.
Well, you could also turn it into useful things by giving it to other people, and then they give you something in return.
Is there anywhere
booze or
arrows,
a really cool shirt, or a good chair?
Pay our debts.
Yeah,
Scud, is there anywhere we can take you?
Maybe to be honest with you, this is my first time out of the monastery.
You've never been outside before.
What should I do? I'm up for whatever. I really just, soak it all in. What would you guys see?
Toby, can we sidebar for
a
second?
Okay.
Scud, you just hang here, enjoy the view.
Oh, that's cool. I've never been up this high. This is kind of awesome.
Yeah, this is our airship. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
I'm a bit like a bird.
Yeah. If you go down deck, you can get to the weight room and the rock climbing wall and get a little exercise. Do you know what a rock climbing wall is?
Obviously.
Oh, good. Thank God. I didn't want to have to try to explain that. and why we have it on our ship.
You don't get this you don't get this physique that climbed a few rocks.
That's a good point. Look at him. He's jacked.
Fuck, I don't want to paint myself into a corner, actually, about his physique, because I realize I'm going to have to cosplay this dude at GeekCon, so...
He can do strong things.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh no, his chest hair came back, yay.
I can't wait to shave Bachman's chest at
GeekCon. Wait, why are you doing it?
This is my He's right. He's the DM. That's the touch master.
All right, Michael is shaving just the center of my chest, apparently.
We have to make sure it's all accurate. Michael is the gatekeeper mm-hmm. of accuracy. Yeah.
If you want to see Michael shave just the center part of my chest, subscribe on Patreon.
That's a very high tier.
High tier. Toby.
Okay.
It sounds like he
is dumb.
Yeah. That's definitely what I was
saying. Is this what we're just going to do? Is just keep running around finding these incredibly stupid, strong people?
You did say you wanted to raise an army.
Oh, he can hear us.
I can't. Sorry. You guys are trying to have a private conversation. I'll go.
And I think I said that in between episodes.
Okay, now let's farther away. Jesus, he can't hear.
Yeah, maybe you guys should go down to the rock climbing wall.
We're going to the rock climbing wall. I'll be back.
I turn on... Rowan's noise machine
to block the sound.
Yeah.
I don't like the zombie stuff, but
see, I feel like the zombie stuff could be really good.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I feel like it's really unique. Like, what other adventuring group has like a dude who is like friends with zombies? Like,
I think Rowan makes a good point.
Oh my god, Frank. Why? We said
he's just always popping up. I like never know where he is. He's always right behind me.
You know, I agree with Rowan. It's me, Bananas.
We're just having a little fun.
Have your conversation.
Like, we can really like hype it up, you know. I mean, I hate to agree with Frank because it's truly gives me physical pain to do so. But like, I feel like we can be like, look at all of our range of people we got in our crew.
But no one wants this guy. No civilized people will be like, oh, dope, a necromancer.
Yeah, yes, they would. People love weird shit. Like,
have you ever met a commoner? They're stupid.
Yeah, and
they're afraid of everything.
Exactly. And if this guy can control it, they'd be like, wow, they're so powerful. So crazy. And we could be like, honestly, we'd probably do like a sideshow thing. Like, I feel like he could
You want
to... I'm just saying, like, you know, a little extra cash. Like, we show up to a town and we're like, yeah, we'll protect
when
you.
We started,
and also, we put on a show.
When
like,
we started this, we wanted to make the world a better place. We wanted to make people feel safe.
Yeah, and what makes people feel more safe than comedy?
All right.
This all checks out.
This all checks out.
Pretty sure.
I just want to follow Rowan's stand-up comedy career.
I'm just a talent finder. I'm not a comedian myself. I'm not saying comedy. It's just, you know, like morale is low, and we bring in this guy. And it's like, well,
zombies.
Did any
of the zombies come with us? Can I ask that?
Well, no, none of the zombies, like, because the zombies and skeletons and stuff, they're all up on the first floor.
What about your doggy?
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
I'm sure the dog came with you.
Oh man, absolutely.
I mean, he doesn't have to. I mean, it's
no.
I can make
there.
Another dog.
Is this Jerry?
Yeah. No. Yeah. The dog came with us. Yeah. So I mean, there's no zombies, but I definitely you get the sense that I could whip something up in a pinch.
Yeah, your character definitely mentioned it several times.
Scud also has a. I don't think this has been mentioned before, but he has a bag of holding that he carries with him that is specifically just so that he can hold a few skeletons worth of bones.
Is this Tug?
Well, no, but because he needs to, you can't just materialize a skeleton out of nothing. You've got to have the bones to do it.
So true. That's cool. I like that idea.
I do like the idea that Tug could be a caddy of sorts for me. Be like, what kind of bones do you think I should use for this like skeleton?
He's loving it. Like a Tug and Boz, like combo caddy situation. Mm. They both got little hats on, like they're on the golf course.
I'd use a three bone if I were you.
Okay, so Frank, what?
Listen.
What's the cost benefit analysis?
Listen, real quick. I know that I was going out on a crazy limb just then.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like entertainment aspect, but like additionally, he can also heal people.
That's true. And we just pissed off
one of the worst people we could
Why
piss off.
Why the fuck was Pyre there?
Why the fuck was Pyre
that
there?
That was very unlucky for
us. I hated that. Clarence Scrimwald. We could really rub Tug. I'm sorry.
What?
Whoa.
I'm going to rub Tug later. We can really rub Scud. We'll see. It's not my fault.
It's not any better.
We could rub Scud in his friggin' face. Wait. We don't need you anymore.
Oh yeah. He fucking sucks. You're right.
He does suck.
Wait. Oh, my God. Hate him.
I hate him. Well, let's make sure. We don't know that much about Scud. Let's see
what
if he's...
What if we, like, let him tag along on, like, a trial basis? But he doesn't know.
And let's see what he's...
He doesn't know it's a trial.
Oh, look, I can see the finger from the window. Let's see if he is into it, you know.
Ask what his payment is. Tag along. Buddy, he doesn't even know about money.
I know, but isn't that kind of, like, taking advantage of someone?
He even needs...
It seems wrong.
We're paying him by teaching him about the outside world.
Experience for exposure.
He's an intern.
For exposure.
He's an intern.
Okay.
I like
this
that.
Seems wrong.
Well, actually, I don't like it. I hate that when you guys finally start turning a little bit shady is when I start playing a character who's not.
Right?
How dare you say he's not shady? You made a necromancer.
He's not on us.
He's a good-hearted necromancer.
Yeah, here's what you've done. You've created another character who just follows us, like Bananas Foster. Another character who has anachronistic items, like Jet Razor. And is obsessed.
Wait,
well,
what
that's
does he
the
have that's
main
in that? Oh, I guess the glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's seen Fast and the Furious 2.
He's only seen Fast and the Furious.
He has a GameCube.
You're not wrong. Wait, did I say he had a GameCube?
Wait, we had Xboxes.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, and then there's a GameCube room
there
where the skeletons
fan art
are playing.
A GameCube, and I have adopted that as headcanon.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's your like symbol or something like that.
That's
at
fine.
Least that was the fan art.
Anyway.
You've got solid points, but it still hurts.
Yeah. You guys land at the finger so that Alani can come aboard.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, y'all.
How long ago did Pyre stop chasing you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that he ever started chasing me. I just kept running, and I didn't stop running until I got here.
Oh.
Hi, Forrest.
Ever since that day, I was running.
Running.
So, Lonnie, you passed your first test. This is really great.
Second test.
Really great. So yeah. You now...
Maybe third.
You are now at apprentice level 2. And
oh god, we're starting Scientology.
I'm really hold these rods. And I'm really pleased right now to Scud. I really would like to offer you a really wonderful opportunity right now. Would you like to be an intern with the Tower of Grey? You could come along with us and we'll teach you about the outside world and
what
you know,
money is.
Why does money
I got confused just now because you were looking at Tim. I thought you were talking to Tim. I forgot that you said Scud, so I'm now paying attention if you want to just say that again.
I'm very attractive, so Jennifer looks at me constantly.
Oh, I just can't stop looking at it.
Don't we all?
I want to offer you this position of being an apprentice at the Tower of Grey.
Apprentice.
To teach you about the outside world and, you know, and we'll feed you and give you room and board and,
what,
and you hang out with us.
What would I mean, you say apprentice, what would I be learning?
The art of adventuring.
We are very, very famous where we come from. We could help train you in the ways of the world. And all that we would ask in return is to make sure that we don't die, and under no circumstances will you resurrect us as zombies.
Yeah, that's it. That's, you know,
okay.
I feel like that's a good trade.
But skeletons is fine.
No, not that either. No.
But if we ask you to resurrect a skeleton,
that's
not
good.
Us. That's
good.
That's the kind of initiative,
like,
we want to see.
When
from
Frank
you.
Eventually dies from friggin' falling down the stairs
he's
or eating too big of a bug or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then that's where you'll be there for us.
I'm not stupid, you know.
Oh.
No, of course
no,
not.
Of course not.
Like,
no, I mean,
oh my gosh.
I mean, I heard you say that I was. And I mean, my intelligence is
well, that was
is,
Toby that said that.
Is I said eight, he was... 18.
Okay. I don't think you heard me say that. But,
like, imagine that I didn't say 18, but I used appropriate words in character that would describe what 18 means.
18.
Yeah.
I'm
18, you know.
Rowan is very confused because Rowan's intelligence is a plus zero. A nice solid 10. She does not get what's going on. Like, why is he
I mean, like,
being like this?
I don't really know what happens in the outside world, but... you know, I do know how what you say makes me feel. And I'd like to help you guys. I really would. I think you guys are great people, but I just think we need to set some guidelines, you know, right out of the gate, and that I'm not.
I don't think Toby would have said that he's stupid to his face.
No, but well, I remember I was there for the first part of the conversation. You had already said it.
Well, we had sidebarred.
We were sidebarring.
Yeah.
We didn't want that's you
not,
to hear it.
That's not fair that you can just hear whatever we say when we sidebar. We're sidebarring.
The sacred yeah, but sidebar.
You're not Frank.
Did you guys, like, literally say sidebar?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
Like your characters?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Maybe the first thing you should teach him is about sidebars.
Yeah, because I would say, you know, that I don't know a lot about, my character doesn't know a lot about the world. He probably wouldn't really know what that meant.
Well, we said, we're going to sidebar, and then go downstairs.
Yeah, you went downstairs and we stayed upstairs.
Yeah. If we would have not seen you leave,
Scott, we would
not
have downstairs, said, basically.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I don't think it's fair unless we get some of them bones rolling.
Oh, you got to roll them bones.
I think, from what I'm understanding, Bachman, I feel like Lonnie and Scott are yin and yang of each other because you've got the intelligence and I've got the wisdom.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
And together, there's no skeleton we can't punch or be friends.
And I think that Toby has the intelligence and Rowan has the wisdom. No, wow.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
Interesting?
So
it's wow, crazy.
Wait, Lonnie
this
has
wise
intelligence?
Ass lady.
No, wisdom.
Wisdom.
Oh, okay. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. So I don't know that you said that I was stupid.
No.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Toby would never say that you're stupid to your face.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
My favorite spring takeaway, especially after doing taxes, is cleaning out my dang monthly bills that I don't need. When I do my taxes and I go through the lines, I'm like, I spent how much on an MMO I'm not playing? At the end of the month, where does all my dang money go? I can tell you right now that with Mint Mobile, my money is not wasted at all on wireless. I've lowered my wireless bill. So cheap, so valuable with Mint Mobile. You know it. A couple years ago, Jennifer and I switched. We haven't looked back. What else am I going to tell you? It just works. I did it. I switched. And I'll tell you what, whenever I go through my bank statements, that wireless bill, compared to what I was paying before, I scream in heavens and I do a dance, all right? I'll do a little dance. You should also say bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Get rid of those jaw-dropping bills, especially because Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. They have premium wireless plans that start at just $15 a month. On top of that, all the plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and it's all on the nation's largest 5G network. Whoa. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/greetings. That's mintmobile.com/greetings. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/greetings. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've never really been to the outside world. I really would, I'd like to know what goes on out there. It'd help to have somebody around to show me the ropes. I mean, I'll gladly heal you guys. You don't really have to.
Well, great. This is wonderful.
And we can definitely pay you.
Rowan looks at me like, Daryl.
You need to pay people.
We can definitely pay you.
I mean,
what, how much are we talking? I mean, and also, how much is that?
That's what we're going to teach you. That's what this is giving to you.
I don't feel comfortable accepting a number until I understand. So maybe we'll discuss that later.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love it.
I'm sure it'll be fair, just to be out here in the open. Rowan and I are in a bit of debt, but, you know.
I wish you hadn't brought that up in front of everybody.
You're not going to.
This latest haul has really cut into that, though. Good job, guys.
Nice. How much of this haul?
Yeah, Frank.
Technically. This is all. That is all, Scud's money, right?
I mean, I don't. Is it a lot?
Essentially, Scud, you become an investor in the Tower of Grey.
Yes.
Shareholder, if you would.
And Toby wouldn't say this, but what I would want Rowan to say would be like, and if you invest, you can skip the intro intern level to be a star platinum intern with more benefits.
Oh, what? Yeah. Like what?
Wait, are you all saying that just because I can't give you money, you're going to make me do more stuff for you?
No. Everyone has their own, you know, things they're good at and like things they bring to the table and... Oh, you know what? Why don't we just say you both are at the same level?
Yeah, there we go. That's easy.
We both are at the same level. You're both apprentices.
And Toby walks up and holds out his hands, hoping each of you give him one of your hands.
Do you do it?
All right.
Lonnie gives Toby a foot.
So you hold out your hand in what way? Like palm up or?
Palm up. Straight up like.
I hold my hand palm up out. It's just kind of the same thing, but I'm not touching you at all.
Gotcha.
Rowan comes and puts her hands together.
and I have Lonnie's foot. And yeah,
I interlock fingers.
More importantly than being business partners, we need to have each other's backs. Because as you just saw, we all almost died.
But we went through that together.
We went through that together.
And we came out unscathed.
Right.
On the other side.
So I don't want this to be shady and weird. Yes, we only pay Lonnie... an egg salad sandwich, but we're also...
That's what she wanted.
That's what she wanted, and we...
And it's a big egg salad sandwich.
And she is our client, but also she's now our friend after the several-week journey. Scud, we don't know you. The zombies thing was weird, but I think it's neat, you know, to push the boundaries.
I've read books. There's a lot of people that do this, and it doesn't seem that weird to me.
Well, back on in the north, I guess we'll start saying that now. Rikard Svensson is famous for necromancy, and People don't like him. He's a bad boy. He came to Aludra and Jayla's wedding, and at the wedding, well, I don't even want to say what happened.
He's a weird...
And he helps people. Right?
I think you could, you have a lot of potential to help people.
Yeah.
But not everyone with your abilities chooses to be helpful.
First lesson.
Oh, God. Maybe
hide the necromancy thing.
Just keep it low-key.
Low-key.
What?
Not everyone's as open-minded as we are.
Well, I mean, I suppose if we... Can we find, like... I mean, it's kind of hard to hide a skeleton. Can we maybe buy some hats?
Oh.
Now this I like.
Now that we have all this gold, we can buy a lot of hats. Nice ones.
Nice ones.
Yeah, Frank?
Yes.
Oh, God, you're ugly. Could you put... Put it in the budget, whatever that is. I've heard the word, to get some hats.
Sure. As long as I can go ahead and send this gold off to, the old FP.
Well, we need some of it for operating costs and things.
I think we can run pretty lean, don't you?
Well, oh, sure. Luckily, Rowan stole a whole bunch as well.
Yeah,
so.
this is our right.
God, how many years have we been trying to get into fucking in the weeds and financial shit?
Yes.
We finally made it.
Yes.
We've arrived.
Michael is finally
caved.
Shipping
empire, finally.
The perfect podcast. So, customarily, when a new party member joins us, we get drunk as hell.
Oh, that's 100%. Y'all ready for a fucking boat party? Are you ready for a boat party?
Have you guys ever been to what we like to call Party Cove?
No, but I would like to. Is it nearby?
It's only whenever you're on a boat, and wherever that boat is, as long as you're drinking, that's Party Cove.
So I imagine we camp out underneath the middle finger.
Absolutely.
We zip line from the boat to the middle finger.
Yes. We drink ferret wine.
We drink ferret wine.
Like, I think Lonnie's, like, spraying that ferret wine. And yeah. Everyone's just catching it in their mouth.
Throwing it around by the ferret's tail. Wine's going everywhere.
She also comes up behind Lonnie and kind of, like, takes the ferret and kind of...
Oh, no. That's a jack-off motion.
Jack-off motion. And it's really squirting everywhere. And it's coming from a central area.
Yeah, it is. Lonnie.
Scud doesn't drink.
Oh.
Oh. That is a totally fair and valid choice. Do you mind if we celebrate, or would that be too much for you?
Yeah, you guys can do what you want.
Oh, okay, cool. During the party times, I have my hand on Scud, just being like pointing at stuff. It takes a while. It's kind of uncomfortable for a little bit, but I am casting Identify on him as a ritual, so I learn what spells he has. Is the main thing I want to know.
Oh, you want to know what spells I have? You want me to go to the
list? Let me open that character sheet. Let me metagame you.
Just kidding.
No, I'll just
stop yelling at me.
I just read them all to you right now.
Let's not do that on the air.
I just want to make sure. Do you have Revivify, or do you only have, like, Animate Dead?
I don't have Revivify, but I do have, what's it? There's one that can,
Oh, wait, actually, preserve. This is not how the spell works, but if you want to tell, I'll ask you. Do you know Revivify, or you just Animate Dead or whatever?
I know, what's Revivify?
Well, Revivify returns the soul to the party. The party. Oh boy, too much ferret wine. Whereas, like, Animate Dead just kind of, you know, affects a corpse.
Oh, I don't believe in the soul.
Oh. Okay.
Rowan is, like, not paying attention, and then she, like, whips around and is like, excuse me?
Yeah, I don't think that's real.
Okay. My kind of man, first of all, I dig it.
It's good. Since you're not having a good drinking time like we are, would it be fun for you to make a skeleton dance for us? Would you like that?
Would you like that?
Scud is already dumping bones out of his bag.
I want to see what you have to offer here, and I'm ready to see a skeleton dance.
Frank's like, make him dance. He's got his ties around his forehead.
And then I produce the receipt to Frank for the cost of ferret wine.
And it's slightly marked up because we're technically at what I would consider an attraction. So this Disney prices.
At the middle finger
at the
is Disney
finger
prices?
Finger of the first folk, oh, in my shit. Opinion.
How many churros they got here that in the shape of a finger?
Expensive, baby.
Hands you the corporate card.
I love drunk Frank. Yeah. I love him. Frank, I love you when you're drunk. And she gives him a big smooch on the forehead.
Oh, careful.
Rake sees that and is jealous.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so I use, funnily enough, I cast Dance Macabre.
Oh my god, please tell me what kind of a dance the skeleton was doing. Well, I need to know.
It's not technically to make them dance, but it does resurrect.
That's false advertising.
It does make all of the skeletons into resurrected skeletons. And then, you know, they begin to do dance. It's really like a, kind of like a, like if you think like third grade Halloween decoration kind of dance.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, of course, the obligatory xylophone on the skeleton.
Do you think they might do like a square dance? Like, are they doing the electric slide altogether?
They do, but like a spooky electric slide.
Okay, good. That's even better.
Like a graveyard
smash.
It's like a monster mash.
Graveyard smash, yes. Okay, yeah. So I assume we bond.
And we're hooting and hollering. Hooting and hollering. Oh my god, we love it. Rowan's like, woo!
One of them has a bikini on.
Is this happening on the boat or is it happening
stationary? I think it's on the boat.
Both.
You both? It's on the finger too?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
We're taking the zip line down.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but we're at Party Cove is the boat, right?
Yes.
One of them is a stripper skeleton.
Nice.
A wooga?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And it's, you don't know, I mean, it could be a man or a woman. You can't tell because of the bones.
It's the bones.
We're all
it's
the same.
Bones.
As bones.
We're all the same inside. All our skeletons are all the same inside.
I mean, sometimes anthropologically speaking, you can tell the difference
that's
between
true.
Male and female.
Because the pelvis is
not
different.
Not with these.
No. Yeah. We're all the same inside.
These are gender neutral bones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. The pelvis thing? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yes. That's how they know, like.
But sometimes they don't know 100%, so maybe we can't tell.
Damn.
Everyone can make their own educated guesses.
It's whatever
so
you want.
So you guys have a good old time.
Yep.
And next day comes.
Oh, whoa.
Rake brings you all some breakfast.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like,
that Toby Two made.
Rake.
He's like, where shall we go now?
Rake, I owe you my life.
Who is this?
Oh.
Good morning. What's your name, right?
I'm the resident kitty.
Oh, we had a dog where I lived, but that's cool.
No, oh, I don't like dogs at all.
Oh. Hey.
Maybe keep your dog away.
Well, Tabaxi, I mean, whatever.
It's right, you'd like. It's fine. Right, please give me the sandwich. I need the breakfast sandwich very bad. Please. Please help her away.
He gives you a delicious breakfast sandwich and reiterates his question as to where you're going.
We should
have
talked about that before he got drunk last night.
I can't make decisions right now.
Do we have any idea of which direction Lanny went? I think I asked this 4 times. I don't remember. Did I embarrass myself last night?
I mean, we all did.
Oh, no.
I'm wearing Frank's tying around my forehead.
Oh, which, man.
Which one of you woke up with a skeleton is what I want to know.
Oh, Rowan, 100%. But maybe there was more than one skeleton. Like, maybe we were all woke up with
you
a skeleton.
You woke up with 3 skeletons.
Yeah. Lonnie, do you think, do you have, like, any sense of where, which direction he might have gone? Lonnie's really feeling rough.
I think in my deepest heart of hearts that he might have gone west.
Really?
Because, well, you know, Papa, he used to every once in a while, he'd just wake up in the middle of the night and he'd yell, "Go westward, my son." And Lonnie just took that to heart. And besides the Uthgarian monastery, he only ever said that he wanted to go west.
Wow. I mean,
the western bit of Sothra is extremely not on the map.
It's this is as likely of a direction as any, in
so
my opinion.
I guess we can head west and maybe we'll find something neat. Right?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Right?
Michael, can I roll a survival check to see if that's accurate?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. 18 plus 10 and 28.
Nice.
Damn.
So what are you... So what exactly?
I just said westward because of just something west. That old Pappy said.
Pappy said it. You know Pappy.
But, like, maybe there could be some sort of logic to it that, like, maybe a legend or something said that going from the Uthgarian Monastery, if you face west, a star hits a certain section that goes through a natural landscape.
The middle finger.
Yeah, maybe.
There would need to be an island.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty much you're in the mountains,
yeah.
And the mountains sort of trace the sort of western coast of this bottom continent.
You have to go past the rock that looks like a long neck.
Do you think it's possible?
There could definitely be there could absolutely be an island.
Yeah.
I'd love to see.
We just have no leads is the issue. Other than apparently something that Lonnie's daddy would scream in the middle of the night, but also that Lanny didn't follow to begin with. He went to Uthgard then west. Why?
Could I do some sort of a check?
It could be west of just Arkansas, which would be Sandoz Key.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Too true.
I hate the way Key is spelled.
I think this is spelled differently. I almost just tried to scroll the map behind you.
Yeah,
I cannot move it.
Can you see it? I also update it with the one you told me to update it with.
Yeah, it's fine. Santa's Key's the west on the map.
Shut up.
I literally have no idea where we should go.
Can I do like some sort of like a, I guess like a history check or something to see like if there anything else like good over there that we might like be able to make money on, like. I don't know, like, any other rumored treasures slash towns that need help?
Directly west of where you are now, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, make a history check.
Okay. 17?
So, I mean, you essentially right now are a lot further south than lands that you're used to, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know a lot of the history of the areas that you're familiar with, you know,
mm-hmm.
Mastwick and Sandoz Key, Arkansas, all that crap. You're kind of on this like mysterious southern desert continent, and to the west is just definitely like unexplored,
like oceans, right?
Well, yeah, you kind of don't know what's out there.
That does sound dangerous to go on an airship in a direction where we're not sure if there's land,
right?
What is the what's the next town past? Like, if he were to head west from the monastery, what's the next town he would run into? You said.
Well, so the mountains follow the coastline essentially.
Right.
So
nothing.
We're essentially nothing. On the western coast for all intents and purposes, within a couple dozen miles.
It starts snowing.
Right
Michael,
now.
Hey, real quick, Michael. We're in the desert, so.
I know.
Oh shit!
Oh shit!
Think this is unnatural.
It shouldn't snow here. Lonnie, how? Can I see that orb?
Oh yeah, sure.
I forgot we have the fucking orb.
So, you guys try to figure out where we're gonna go. Me, Scud, you can come too. You're very,
yeah.
I get a vibe from you. We're vibing really hard right now. Rake and Eva, let's pour over this orb to get the vibe of it.
She hands it to you, and you immediately notice that one of the little like bumps, one of the six bumps, is now glowing.
Is there any etchings on it near the bumps? I'm gonna cast detect languages in case the etchings on it are a language.
What color is it glowing?
Is a spoken language is comprehending a spoken language, Michael, you would say the same as a written language?
Is it like just comprehend languages or
no, the spell comprehend languages is both, but the monk thing might just be spoken.
Here's the thing, there isn't writing.
Okay.
What color is it glowing?
It's just kind of like a white light.
Like snow, huh?
Is this basically the Infinity Gauntlet? Is that what's going on right now?
Yeah, Michael, is this the Infinity Gauntlet?
Is it the Infinity Gauntlet?
I don't
Gauntlet?
Know anything about the Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay, so yep, it's the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yes, it is. Okay, we're just going to study it. I guess I'll give an Arcana check or something. I'll put on my Arcana glasses.
Got to.
To investigate it or whatever.
Did you steal those from Harper?
Do I have those? I might not.
Tim's trying to lie. He's trying to sneak.
Michael, I don't have those. That was a Harper thing. I'm an idiot.
That's long gone.
No, I have this. Oh. I got those. Eyes of Minute Seeing. Investigation checks. I'm going to try to investigate it, which might not be the same thing. Harper had Arcana glasses. Boop. What does a 24 get me?
You are sort of feeling around on this sphere.
I'm poking it.
And you're almost wondering if, like, it seems to be, it's not just like, it seems to be more than the prime material plane. It seems to be beyond just where you are. And then you realize that you can actually press this little dot. Ooh. In.
I do it. I would do it immediately.
Wait, really?
Yes. As soon as I found out I could press it, I would press it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
And I should probably get inspiration for that, Michael, because it was brave of me to do that.
That is brave. I will. You know what? I'll take your suggestion and grant you inspiration.
Yeah! Because it's on my character sheet.
A like, illusionary image.
A dragon?
Emits from the sphere. And
you're my only hope.
You appear to be looking at some part of the world. It appears to be like a visual of some densely wooded area. It just looks like it's giving you a visual of this place on the map.
So that's when you press the one button that does that.
Yeah, and I guess I'm using my mage hand to quickly sketch out what that area looks like. So we can have a piece of paper to reference it in case it doesn't go again or something.
Push one of the other bumps.
Okay. And I press one of the other buttons.
Nothing happens.
Frick!
Okay, so it's got to be glowing for it to work.
So...
And it's snowing right now. Does that have anything to do with... Is it snowing in the picture?
Is it snowing in the picture?
I don't think so. It's kind of hard to... It's ephemeral. It's not, you know... It's not easy
What kind of tree are we looking at? Are we looking at deciduous? Are we looking at evergreen? Yeah.
Would I assume it's an echotka or a galanthus?
Yeah, do we like identify where it could be?
It looks much more like a galanthus.
Guys, I think... Assuming... I don't... So, here's the thing. I don't know if this is tied to Lani at all.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't... Lonnie, did he ever mention, like, a weird orb that made it snow?
No, I don't think so. He liked to play baseball every once in a while.
No, it's baseball.
Well, he played that with rocks. You throw rocks at each other, and then some other people try to hit them with sticks. And sometimes you hit the person, but that seems to get you more points.
So true. So true, doesn't it? That makes sense.
Well, we don't really have any other leads, so... We could just follow this orb for now and continue to try to find...
I love the orb.
I think you might love the orb too much, Toby. Please stop hissing when I try to touch the orb.
Yeah, sorry I'm not more help here. I've just never heard of this orb.
No, I don't think any of us are help.
I mean, I knew it was here, but I didn't know what it was, and I just... I'm more into bodies, personally.
Cool. Well, so right now our only lead on absolutely nothing is to go... vaguely in the direction of Galanthus, and we don't entirely know where that is. Have you been there, actually?
I think that probably I would have been
there. All right,
there.
So, well, yeah. Rowan, you know where Galanthus is.
Yeah.
Should we just go there? Is that to the west of Arkansas?
It's not necessarily plotted. It's like, remember, it's its kind of own, like, sub-dimension.
Yeah, it's the Fae, right? Technically, the Fae Wilds? Is that our version of Fae Wilds?
Can we map, little sorry, thing. Real quick, can we map out for a second, because I forgot this?
Uh-huh.
Ashiar Dane, what's her connection to Galanthus?
She is from She's there.
She's from there. She's from there. So then I'm also been there.
Yeah, you've definitely been there.
Okay, so maybe I'm like, well, we gotta...
Well, you haven't... Well...
My family, my father's family is from
yes,
there.
Yes,
I have
Your
been
dad
there.
Is essentially like the king of Galanthus.
And I have been there.
Yes.
Like, well, yeah, we can go to my dad's house and, like, you know, chill out with them for a little bit, like, get some info, like, really have a sweet time.
It's going to take, like, a month to get there, I think. Is that fine? Everyone, Frank, we probably bought some time buying some of those drinks last night, buddy.
As you say that, a bird flies in through the window and lands.
What the hell's that?
You've never seen a bird before.
How do you know what a bird is? You have so many books.
We go from mysterious, he knows so much about birds, so this one doesn't even know about birds.
Oh my god.
And it transforms into, again, an illusory form of Ostriara Dane.
Oh shit.
How is this happening?
And she goes, Rowan, I need you now.
Ooh.
Tom Harper is gone.
No.
Would she say Tom Harper or would she say my son?
Or you just say Tom?
My son, Tom.
She's on a first name basis with him, okay, yeah. Tim?
It's a little weird.
She's got like 17 kids.
Who knows? She's got a lot.
Six, I think.
And didn't Rowan have the dreams about Tom, like bad things happening?
That was Aludra.
Aludra did! Oh,
no
shit.
One here knows about
oh,
that.
Oh, shit!
Yeah. No.
Okay.
And then it just vanishes.
Shit.
Wait, she vanishes? Ashera Dane?
It was like a message, essentially.
Well, right, yeah. It's like a Harry Potter howler.
Yeah.
Sure.
Lonnie. And Rowan walks over and, like, grabs her hand. She's like, I know that we initially were looking after your brother, but I mean, it doesn't seem like maybe he's in any real danger right now. And my nephew, like, I need to go back. Even if you guys don't go with me, I think I'm going to have to go deal
party,
with this.
Slip the party.
We just don't have any information about Lanny.
And maybe if we go, we can, you know, see my family and get more supplies and maybe get more information. Like, right. My dad, there's a whole information network.
Yeah.
Like, he has lots of people that work for him and maybe we can figure it out. Would that be okay if we did that?
Sure.
Wow.
Rowan's like, whew.
Rowan holds up a d20 and then hears sure. And he's like, I'm just going to put this back. And
throws it behind my back.
I mean, what else am I going to do?
Go
out on my own?
That's dangerous.
What's your relationship to Ashera Dane again?
She's my sister. Okay. My half-sister.
So Scud is writing in a... is writing in a notebook that he's got with him. And if you were to see it, you'd see that he writes nephew and then, like, greater than symbol brother.
Wow!
So he writes it down.
Damn.
And Scott, I'm sure you'd want to see a forest, right?
Oh, you're
going to
love it.
Yeah, those sound neat. I'd like to see a tree. Which family member gets me to trees?
This might not lead you further away from Lanny. You don't know.
We don't know.
That's true.
We don't know. This could all be connected, you know?
It could be all connected.
But I just don't think that we would sell that to Lonnie that way.
Yeah, right.
I think it's only fair if you guys are helping her find her brother that she helps Rowan with her sister.
So that's right. That's so correct.
So true.
Oh, fair man. Tit is for tat. Fair.
Mm-hmm.
You got a tit, I got a tat.
Oh, does Lonnie have a tat?
On
does Lonnie have a tat?
Lonnie does have tats. I wrote on my own, like, I have special notes on my own that she just has, like, random, like, really bad tattoos somewhere. Just anywhere.
Like, she's got, like, tramp stamps on top of tramp stamps.
Yeah, she's got a butterfly rainbow dolphin on her lower back.
Yes.
It's sometimes fun to not...
She's got a Tweety bird somewhere on her body.
Watch it.
What?
I know what you're doing.
What?
I was going to do it too.
No, what? I was not thinking about that at all.
Okay, that was. Sometimes it's fun to not describe our characters too much so that the fan artists can go hog wild.
That's right.
No, that's what I love. I love seeing what people think.
Yeah.
Like what their interpretation is of the character as opposed to what my interpretation is.
Well, because then I like sometimes will be like, oh, yeah, that's definitely right.
Right.
and I take that for myself.
I definitely don't do that enough, but it's fun to do it.
Yeah.
Are you gonna just fly to Paler's Hope?
I think
are
so.
You
going
probably fly to Paler's Hope.
Yeah, and then check in with Ashera.
Because that's not so far.
Yeah.
Could you not potentially teleport ahead?
The next day I could.
Oh.
It would take 2 days to get there via teleportation.
2 days?
3 days. 1 day, 3 days. But morning of the third day.
Okay.
Because I would have to prepare the teleportation spell. And then we'd have to teleport to Gnome Heaven,
And then we would have to teleport back because Toby does not know how to teleport.
Can you communicate with her? Would it be, you know?
Yeah.
Just to see if we even really need to go.
Send a little text message.
I mean, she said come right away, right?
Yeah, she did say
she did say come right away. I just thought
something like that.
I need you. All right, yeah, let's go. Yeah.
A real Princess Leia situation.
So true. So do you want to do that? Do you want to teleport there so you get there faster?
Probably, uh-huh. Yeah.
What if we get there and she's like, yeah, somebody took him to Arkansas.
All right, the next morning, I guess, I will prepare sending, and I will prepare plane shift. And before I plane shift, I'll send up the 25 message to Ashiara Dane, being like, yo, we're on our way. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Four of the 25 were Dryo.
Yo, yeah. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
And yes.
Okay.
So you guys get there. And she's still hysterical, essentially.
Oh.
What do you guys think of it? We're covered in, like, gnome heaven, like, Disney, you have, like, hats on.
Oh,
and
nice.
Stuff like that.
Yes. Candies and such.
Yeah.
She's like, nice hats. Let's check. Could maybe investigate his room? I don't know. It starts somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, we're on it.
Gotta find him.
We're on it. Hey. And Rowan, like, grabs Ashura's face. She's like, we got this. We're gonna find him. We're gonna bring him home.
Yeah. We're the best. Advantage investigation check. I got doofus.
Boy, that was not good.
I'm gonna also use my inspiration to re-roll, I guess. How's that work when you have?
I mean, everyone else can investigate too.
Investigation's bad. But I can try.
I rolled four times and I got a 20.
Ooh, I got a nat 20.
Nice, brother.
Man, this dice is good for me.
Nice job.
I rolled a 2 and I have a -1.
Oh no.
So.
Well, he's like, everything was good to me.
Come at me with a hot, nasty one, Michael. What did I find out?
You don't find any. You can't find your own butt.
Can I find the end of my ferret tail?
Barely.
Lonnie gets stuck in the closet and starts crying.
Rowan is just immediately like, found him. He's here.
He's under the bed the whole time.
Hello. Mommy, I was scared.
Rowan finds a silver forked thing, instrument of some sort, of some kind.
What is it? A tuning fork.
Toby would recognize. Well, Toby, throw me an arcana. Yeah.
For you, anything. 24.
You would recognize it as something used to shift planes.
Oh my goodness. It's a planar shifter thingy.
Are you saying he's on another plane right now?
Well, I think so.
I wonder if this has to do with the fact that we saw Galanthus or somewhere kind of like Galanthus with the orb. Like,
yeah.
Do you think, Ashura, do you think that he could be in Galanthus right now?
He's definitely not in Galanthus. I would know for sure.
I mean, I would assume so too. I mean, like, sure. I can't imagine that, like, Dad would just take him, but I just...
Can't you just figure out what it's attuned to?
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but I talk a lot in the podcast, so sometimes I need to let other people do it. I forget sometimes.
Tell me, please.
Okay, yeah, I'll spend some time, you know, give it a little taste, and basically casting Investigate on it, see if I can figure out where it's attuned to.
I'll solve this.
I figure me and Scud can throw some Arcana checks at it. Is that
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know how... Oh, boy, what's a 1 get me?
I got a total 20 on that Arcana check.
Nice job.
You believe that it is attuned to the Feywild.
Uh-oh. That's why he said... I'm pointing at the screen. That's why he said Galanthus isn't the Feywild. Oh, he's sweating. He has a comical red cheek right now, and his spinny hat is spinning in a circle right now. It's not
the Feywild.
Galanthus is not the Feywild.
Hey, let's stop podcasting.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, already?
No, Michael,
we started. No time at all.
Michael, the episode's only one
minute
long.
We just started.
It's the Feywild. Dun, dun, dun.
Feywild noises. Pew, pew, pew.
It's probably just like light, distant harps.
Yeah, exactly. It's some
nice
flute
music. I don't know what that is.
We're going to teach you.
It's a mythical land of with fairies and fey folk.
Oh,
gnomes.
They're up to tricks.
And
dryads.
What if we get there and all the fairies
lands.
Are just like, hey, listen. Hey.
Feedback.
Okay, so let's give a little bit back to the folks who feeded us back. Hoop. A Papa Tomas says, a great and funny and great adventure fit for those of some ages. I recently finished episode 44, during which Luther said their current quest was going to the Crypto Scene of the Red. Thank you so much. Corpse Lover Gary. I love him. Oh, the chains they burn. With fun. What a great podcast. I found out about you guys on the D&D subreddit in September 2017. I've been catching up for the past 5 months. Thank you. Hashtag jerk yurt for Congress says, just a quick thank you and 5-star review from the heart. You're all very talented, dedicated entertainers. Thank you. Dustin Alexander says, just reached episode 106. I just hit episode 106, and this episode is insane and awesome. The biggest observation I made are that the first scene episodes, I did not realize there were four characters. Apple Podcast reviewer Goochtastic says, 7 stars. Best My Little Pony roleplay podcast ever. Hashtag gnome life. Vermillionaire 3 says, love it. 248 episodes of awesomeness and counting. It was a long binge, but it was worth it. Blue Collar Nerd says, great fun. I've spent the past year and a half trying to catch up on this excellent podcast, and I finally did it when I hit the road as a truck driver. Genius 253 says, amazing. I'm sorry it took me this long to find your podcast. I listened from episode 1 and it took me about 5 months to get through everything. Thank you. Chet Manley 4269 says, old man Franklin? I will trade you these 5 stars if you can tell me if old man Weck's voice is based on Benjamin Franklin from the Day of the Tentacle.
No.
Okay.
Good game, though.
Good game. Asweva from Canada says, come from the story, stay for the last. Good day, mate. Started listening in November 2017 and I've reached episode 120. Thank you. Incoherent Mumbling says, greetings, adventurers. I started listening to episode 234 and had me describing the guy that's bringing back hair circles. Oh, the family man in love with the dude, and I found madly in love with the podcast. Thank you. D. Ron Canada says, well done, g'day mate, so funny, I'm addicted. Code Fab 1 says, rose gold, rose gold. Catman 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ooh, there's no 5. Catman 1, 2, 3.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
4, 6, 7.
Wow.
Says, a podcast to make every day great. I started listening to this podcast as my second D&D podcast and it's quickly become my favorite. Timboramibo says, I can hear my review in the podcast. I started listening on October 2016. It's now January 24th. I've made it through 120 episodes. Thank you. Mick Shipton says, Mole People Unite. This was recommended by my brother. We work in a cave, an underground mine converted into offices.
Whoa. Let me work there.
That rules. Anywho. We get no service. He said to listen to it the whole way back. We did. Thanks. Diku Tricks from the United States says, can't get enough. Been binging for the past 2 months, and I'm now up to episode 164, where Jayla supposedly molded Baldur in cold blood. I'm a newbie DM myself, and I love Michael's storytelling so much, I've been implementing some of his hooks into my own campaign. Thank
Thanks.
You. Band McAdee says, Harper Slaying good, or is it Harper Slade? One of my favorite podcasts. I finally caught up, and I absolutely love all the cast. Thank you. American Yawn from the United States says, long overdue favorite review. I've been listening for years but didn't use iTunes, and I found out you can review over the website Stitcher, and I can finally review a lot of podcasts, which I should have done a long time ago. Yeah, sometimes people ask us, hey, I don't use iTunes, how do I review you? Or they'll send an email, like, can't wait for my review to be read on air. Like, no, my understanding is it's just Apple Podcasts and Stitcher, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's impossible for us to, like, it would be all we did all day if we were compiling. I mean, not to be ridiculous.
We use, like, a program to, like, pull it.
Snatch it.
Yeah. It's the only thing that makes it possible for us to do this.
Yeah. So thank you so much to everyone who reviews us other places. It helps us a lot. But, Apple and Stitch are the only ways to be read on air, because that's all we have right now. New York old man, D&D player, grinds from the past. Even though I'm not from Canada or Australia, good day, man. I found your podcast Thanksgiving weekend 2017. If you're trying to catch up ASAP, thank you. I did a lot today. Great D&D podcast by Car Key. I started listening in August 2017, and now I'm all caught up. Thank you. Mandragora 7227. My relationship is on the rocks, kind of like the drinks on this podcast.
Oh, no.
My boyfriend hates this podcast because when I'm listening to it at night to drown out his god-awful snoring, I often end up cackling out loud and wake him up. He recently taken sleeping on the couch.
That's on him.
Nice. Nice. Hell yeah, baby.
Come just listen along.
Hot takes.
Horikati. Simply the best. After 2 years ago, I started listening to episode 1, finally caught up to episode 248. Let me tell you, I cried like a little baby. Do you ever have a moment where you know you are in the right path of life? Beyond a shadow of a doubt, it was magical. Thank you. Got BRB33R says, how do I treat this addiction? What do I do now that I have listened to every single episode since November? I heard the cast say you don't have to listen to all the episodes to review, so I knew I had to binge listen to find out what they were hiding. I now know. There's a deep hole in my chest, only getting one episode a week now. Thank you so much, everyone, for reviewing these, and hopefully soon we'll get caught up so that I don't have to read 20 billion reviews on the air, but, you know, it's a little fun. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at GeeklyInc or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bach.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished whipping that ferret tail back and forth, head on over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge keeps us growing and makes this show better with each episode. Also, don't forget to head over to twitch.tv/geeklyinc for our international tabletop 24-hour charity stream this year on April 28th. This year, we'll be benefiting the Alzheimer's Association. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll be back next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Severe Tire Damage, Dance Macabre, Four Origins, Gloom Horizon, Gnarled Situation, and Interloper are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
Keep riding that dice.
Keep riding that dicey.